Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hello and welcome to the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today as we present your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller, your host of the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. And we often highlight and shine a spotlight on folks within Purdue Extension who are doing some amazing things. And when it comes to shining a spotlight on Purdue Extension, there is no one bigger or brighter to shine that spotlight on than our next guest. I'm talking about Angie Abbott. She's the newly appointed Associate Dean of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension. She was just recently appointed in late January by Dr. Bernie Engel after serving in that role as interim Associate Dean for quite some time. And Angie, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to the Your Farm Podcast. And on behalf of all of us at Hoosier Ag Today, we certainly congratulate you on your new appointment as Associate Dean and Director of Purdue Extension.
Thank you, CJ. It's great to be here, and it's my pleasure to get to serve in this role. I have done it for a couple of years, but it's great to be in the official role and to work with our partners like you and really our partners across the ag community, across the state, and really beyond. So it's an exciting time, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Angie, I want to talk a little bit about your background. First of all, I just found out not too long before we started our podcast, even though I love Purdue University, I know you love Purdue University, I want to give just a small shout out to our alma mater, Ball State University, chirp chirp, if you will. You are a proud alumnus of Ball State University.
I am a very proud alumnus of Ball State University. That's where I got my undergraduate degree, which actually was in nutrition. And so I got my undergraduate degree in dietetics in nutrition from Ball State University. I think about the same time you were there, CJ.
Yes, you and I think probably at some point may have crossed paths in the mid to late 90s while walking through the campus there, north and south on McKinley Avenue there in Muncie, Indiana. Probably were at the Pizza King on Bethel Avenue at the same time. Who knows? But certainly, great to see a fellow Ball State graduate do amazing things. And once again, amazing things with Purdue University, because I understand you've been with Purdue Extension, and I don't want to date you in terms of age, but Angie, you've been there, I want to say 22 years with Purdue Extension. Is that right?
Yes, I've been at Purdue for a while. I actually started my career in Purdue Extension working at the Clinton County Extension Office in Frankfort, Indiana. And I was working on my master's degree at the time at Ball State and working at the Clinton County Extension Office. So have been working in various roles within Purdue University, but certainly started my career actually at Purdue in the Clinton County Extension Office.
I'm glad you also mentioned Clinton County, because I wanted to ask you about growing up in North Central Indiana and also serving as a 10-year member of 4-H. And now how awesome that everything has come full circle for you, Angie, that not only were you a 10-year member of 4-H in Clinton County, but now you oversee Purdue Extension, which also oversees Indiana 4-H. So how awesome to be spearheading Indiana 4-H and have oversight into the future of what that organization is doing.
Yeah, I am really proud. I was a 10-year 4-H member in Clinton County and have fond memories of the experiences that 4-H provided me, those same types of experiences that I'm proud that we provide to other young people across the state. I grew up on a farm in Clinton County and was active in 4-H, did all sorts of things in 4-H. I showed livestock, I learned how to sew, I did the foods project, I was really involved in my club, and I can remember going to club meetings and having great adult mentors within those clubs and other neighbors and friends that were a part of the 4-H program with me, and just very fond memories of those times and the connections and the people that provided those great experiences. And I'm really proud that that's what happens across all of the counties of state of Indiana. Now Purdue Extension provides the Indiana 4-H program, where we can provide positive youth development experiences for young people across the state. And that looks different for everybody. For me, growing up on a farm, it included showing livestock, but we do so many things, from robotics to STEM education to camp experiences to you know, foods, healthy living. We have so many opportunities for young people to get involved and give them positive youth development experiences that we hope really helps prepare them for whatever is next for them, whether that's preparing them for college or military or a career. Giving people, young people, to do that sort of exploration is really exciting for us.
Chatting with Angie Abbott here on the Your Farm podcast on Hoosier Ag Today. And you talked a little bit earlier about when you first started with Purdue Extension as a director and extension specialist for the nutrition education program. And tell us a little bit more about your time with the Health and Human Science Extension and the work that you did in the first part of your career with Purdue Extension, Angie.
Sure. So I started my extension career after I left Clinton County and came to campus, really in the area of nutrition education. That's where my passion was, and I took my dietetics background and really wanted to focus on prevention types of efforts in the community, and Purdue Extension provided a great avenue to do that. So when we think about nutrition education, it's really twofold for me. One, we need to understand how to make smart nutrition choices and increase physical activity in our lifestyle. But it's one thing to know that, and it's a whole nother to actually do that. And so the thing that I love about the nutrition education program is we take those nutrition guidelines, those physical activity guidelines that we know are good for our health, and translate those into, how do you put those into practice at home every single day? How do I use that to make a grocery list? How do I think about preparing meals so I can make smarter choices? How do I think about ahead of time if I'm traveling, and I want to make healthy choices while I'm traveling? How can I think about that? Where are places that I can go, or what can I pack ahead of time? And so that sort of nutrition education that helps us think about improved diet quality and increased physical activity was really important for me. And so with the nutrition education program, we provide that type of nutrition education across the state to all sorts of audiences. And the outcome of that really is to help with chronic disease prevention. So we know better health outcomes starts with activities that we can control. So we can control what we eat, we can control how much physical activity we get. And so we still do that. That program is still active and alive today, our nutrition education program. And we have individuals across the state of Indiana that provide nutrition education and physical activity interventions to communities, whether that be young people all the way through senior citizens. And so a great program that's still near and dear to my heart.
And we talk about the health and human science extension component of Purdue Extension, but that's just one piece of a huge puzzle that reaches all 92 counties across Indiana, because we have the community development program. You have the Ag and Natural Resources program. You have the 4-H program. You have so many different components. And then within each of those different programs or departments, you have sub-departments that's also reach so many different areas across the state. And so you've got to be proud, Angie, of how much Purdue Extension has really grown by leaps and bounds over the course of your time with Purdue Extension.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that I think we sort of joke in within Purdue Extension. People know what they know. They know how they've connected with us. But our portfolio is really enormous of the types of programs that we offer in communities and to our neighbors. The whole idea about Purdue Extension is connecting the university to our neighbors, and we do that. But that bridge is really a two-way street. Oftentimes people think about, oh, we take education and information out to the communities, and we do that. But what we also need from our communities is we need to hear from them. What are the issues and the challenges that you're facing, whether that's with your business, your family, your community, and how can we bring those to bear with the world-class research and faculty that we have on campus to take the input from communities and put that to work with the research and the knowledge that we have here to come up with solutions, programs, interventions that really work to improve quality of life, improve business outcomes, to improve crop outcomes, to improve personal health sorts of outcomes. So that's the great thing about Purdue Extension, is what we offer to a community really is vast, but we do all of that in partnership with community partners, with our neighbors, with our friends and people in the community. So we're in the people business. We're in the relationship business.
We'll also touch upon that partnership with Purdue Agriculture. Of course, so many outstanding resources with the Purdue University College of Agriculture, and certainly have to give major props to Dr. Bernie Engel and the entire College of Agriculture for the work that they do, along with Purdue Extension, to make sure that folks across all 92 of Indiana's counties are impacted in a positive way.
Absolutely. So within the College of Agriculture, Purdue Extension is the outreach and engagement component of the College of Ag. We also work with all the other colleges at the university. Certainly, we make connections with the community, regardless of what college we sit in. But Purdue Extension is housed in the College of Agriculture. We also have employees and faculty that work in the College of Health and Human Sciences and in the College of Vet Medicine, but we work with people in engineering, we work with people in education, with liberal arts, with pharmacy. We work with everybody across the entire university to help them also be a bridge to our community. But amazing things happening here in the College of Ag. I mean, everywhere from row crops, you know my friends Dan and Sean well from your crop chat. They do a lot of work with our row crop stakeholders across the state. We do a lot of horticulture and landscaping and home hort sort of questions, whether that's having questions about your turf grass, or you have questions with our entomology department. Maybe you have an invasive species or some sort of insect that you're trying to deal with. They're just every department across the College of Agriculture, Ag Econ. We do a lot with farm finances, land values. The list goes on and on of the types of programs that we offer across the university, but specifically do a lot in the College of Agriculture.
My guest is Angie Abbott, the newly appointed Associate Dean of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension here on the Your Farm Podcast. And we're going to dive a little deeper, ask Angie a little bit more about Purdue Extension coming up in just one moment. We're going to take a quick break. Don't you dare go anywhere. I'm CJ Miller, and you're watching and listening to the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
And we're back on the Your Farm Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today as we present Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm your host, CJ Miller, and we're chatting with Angie Abbott, and she is the Associate Dean of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your personal passion for serving in that role, because Jason Henderson had served as Dean of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension up until he left in February of 2023. And you have served as interim Dean and Director for a couple of years now. I'm kind of curious what led to your decision to want to serve in this role with Purdue Extension, Angie?
Well, for me, that's a very, very easy answer, and it's the people. You know, I started out saying we're in the people business, and that's true. We are definitely in the people business, and that's our internal team, whether that's faculty and staff here on campus, whether that's the extension educators and the team that works out in all 92 counties in the state of Indiana, or all of our partners. We have so many great, amazing partners across the state. We have state-level partners. We have community-based partners, and we partner with all the other land-grant universities across the entire country. So for me, the passion that drives me is the opportunity to get to work with the amazing people and really the impact. I mean, the mission of our organization really is about improving lives and livelihoods of those in our neighborhoods and communities. And to get to do that with young people, with farmers and producers, with families and with communities, no matter where you turn, there's an opportunity for us to engage and bring our knowledge resources, our human resources to bear on issues and opportunities in communities.
Angie, in terms of Purdue Extension, I talked about how Purdue Extension has just absolutely exploded in terms of its growth and what we've seen over the course of the past decade, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. When you look ahead to the next decade, the next 20 years, the next 40 years, how much bigger can Purdue Extension grow, and how much more can Purdue Extension really serve Indiana and the 92 counties as once again, as we look to the past, we're talking significant growth potential here for the future as well?
Yeah, great question. So certainly we've been doing this work for over 100 years, and I have no doubt we'll be doing it for the next 100 years. And, you know, we have to think about how, as our neighborhoods change and how the state of Indiana's needs change, we have to change and adapt with those needs as well. And so we have for years been working on a county-based model, and we're going to continue to deliver services to everyone in the state. But we're looking to move towards a more regional type of model, and that doesn't mean that anybody will get less. It just means we're going to work a little bit different. We want to make sure that we use our human capitals the best way. We make sure that we have the experts, that is the expert in entomology or the expert in heart health or whoever the experts are that we have them. And they're the ones that are delivering the expertise and the education to the clients that need that type of information. And we believe in a regional model, we'll be able to have a bigger team to bring to bear on regions across the state of Indiana. We're going to continue, 4-H is something that's delivered locally, and we're going to continue to deliver 4-H locally. But we're looking at how we look at our health and human sciences, our ag and natural resources, and our community development efforts, and how we can move those more regionally. Again, it's about sustainability. How do we sustain our organization for the next 100 years?
We know that Purdue Extension relies, and much like Purdue University, relies on state funding from lawmakers. But also, if someone is watching, I know that I've talked to other folks involved with Purdue Extension who say that Purdue Extension does also very much welcome donations, endowments, funding from folks. If you're considering leaving a gift in a will, or perhaps a donation in memory of someone, perhaps in honor of someone, what, no better way to see that money spent than to see it used through the resources of Purdue Extension, Angie.
Absolutely. We are always looking to partner with organizations, with individuals, with families that might be looking to make a greater impact years to come. And Purdue Extension certainly is a place to do that, whether you're passionate about positive youth development, community development, whether that's, farm related, or even, personal health and finance sorts of things. We have so many opportunities, and we would love for those that may be interested in making a donation to extend the impact of the work that we do, be happy to talk to them. They can either connect with me or Kelly Delp, who runs our development program here in the College of Ag, would be happy to have a conversation and talk to you about how we can use any and all donations to continue to do the amazing impact and work that we do each and every day, and as a way for us to sustain that well into the future.
Angie, I know you and I could chat for another hour about Purdue Extension. In fact, if we were to give a shout out to all the individuals who work with you and your team, who make a positive impact throughout all 92 of Indiana's counties, we would have to, it would be like the movie credits that you see at the end of a major, major motion picture. We'd have to scroll through. You have so many folks who are connected to Purdue Extension or who are a part of your team. But I'll ask, is there anybody you want to give a special shout out in terms of who is able to really help move the needle with Purdue Extension, Angie?
You know what, that you're right. My list is enormous in terms of who helps us. But, we're super proud. We have federal partners. We have state partners. We have local partners. And we have partners from agribusiness, from the commodity groups, from state agencies. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we need each and every one of those partners, because we do our best work when we're doing it in a team. And any of those teams members are important linchpins for us, and we don't want to lose any of them. And quite frankly, we want to bring more team members on, and always looking for the next partnership and new partnerships. So a very long list. I certainly can't choose one.
Absolutely. I certainly understand. Once again, if I were to go through the list, we'd be here for another 2, 3, maybe 4 hours if we were to identify everyone. Just know that you have an amazing team at Purdue Extension, and we are proud here at Hoosier Ag today to team with you and your team to help move the needle and spread the word about all the great programs and educational opportunities that Purdue Extension offers throughout all of Indiana's 92 counties, especially with the growth and the creation of the Your Purdue Extension podcast network. And we certainly thank you and your team, Angie, for all the work that Purdue Extension does across all of Indiana.
Well, CJ, we want to thank Hoosier Ag today. It's been a great partnership, and we're always proud to partner with folks like Hoosier Ag today to get the word out about all that we're doing and to make larger connections, and you guys have certainly helped us do that. So thank you for that, your partnership, and we look forward to more.
Once again, Angie Abbott, the newly appointed Associate Dean of Agriculture and Director of Purdue Extension. And Angie, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the work that you and your team do with Purdue Extension. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching and listening to the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm CJ Miller for Hoosier Ag Today.